As many of you may remember that in mid-June, I joined in on a class series called Discerning Leadership, and the task of finding my lodestar question, which at the time I had no idea what that question would be. It was a question that guides, it's supposed to help guide my path as a shepherd to this beautiful community and moving forward within the moments of my life. I went even so far as to challenge all of you with what that question or piece of clarity that is guiding you. Throughout the week of study, I was able to identify areas within my life physically that were in need of prioritization. Pairing this need with the overall health of my spiritual, mental, and emotional health, that were all out of equilibrium. Each day, a new information was presented by the teachers and the presenters. I was able to sort through each touchstone that has and is affecting and shaping my path. I used these new perspectives to gain awareness of the larger cues that I have simply been ignoring, which led me to give intentional room for God to chip away any of the busyness of life that I have wrapped myself in, and sharpen my understanding of the gifts that I share within this body, the process identified by unrealistic expectations. Shedding light on those unnecessary priorities I've allowed to overrun and become a higher urgency. By taking the time to do so, the unraveling of the tangled up yarn within me allowed deeper reflection to work on finding my lodestar question. Eventually, this question became, how do I find balance within my life that not only affects my physical health, but brings back the other pieces needed? This aids me to help focus on the worshiping of God's beloveds and asking ourselves as a body, what principle, act of service, passion, or joy do you share and make visible within this community and the larger body of God around the world? To help start this process, we begin to by envisioning a physical body, examining through the lens of spiritual insight where we begin to determine our place or places within the body of Christ. Are we a part of the neck that turns the head or the shoulders that are able to reach and lift up and carry things? Are we part of the eyes that enable us to gaze upon Christ? Or the inner workings of the ears that provide listening? Are we chambers of the heart vessels that beat for the life blood that God that flows through? Are we the mouth or the lungs that provide air and a voice to sing forth our praises? Are we the hands that grab on to new opportunities and the feet that lead us into action? Or are we the spleen, the kidneys, the inner workings of the body that filter what flows into the body internally and helps us to remain healthy? Possibly, we can find fragments of each of those descriptions within ourselves. And if we move upwards in our viewing of the body, transitioning our examination to as the body of Christ that is made visible in the world, where we are each part of the brain and the head and the working together in coordination so that all parts are lived out. Taking notice for today to what the Spirit is stirring within this community, then we remain adaptive to the conducting of the chaos of the world into ways of hearing Christ's teaching that can lead us into action. Like, what is that? Okay, God, I'm listening. We have to make a dash, we'll make a dash. So today, turning on our story of Mary and Martha, who can be used to represent the balance that each of us needs. Either are we focusing too much on the listening to what he was saying, which could possibly happen, or can we identify with those who use those distractions that are created by our many tasks when the need for balance to work, get the work done, but also for the listening to happen or vice versa? Looking at the various translations of the story, especially in the Greek, it reveals that Martha was the owner of the household. So it puts quite a lot of responsibilities on her shoulders as she welcomes Christ into her home. Looking deeper into Mary and Martha's interactions with Christ, I would like to think of his reprimanding that wasn't said in harsh tones, as some have interpreted. Instead, it being said with the following of a deep sigh, like almost like Janet in the Brady Bunch, where she goes, "Marcia, Marcia, Marcia." And I can see that sometimes when Christ is trying to teach us something and making us take time to listen, then we might not hear that cue, that he becomes Martha, 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 or in my fact, Christy, Christy, Christy. And I know that pulling backwards a bit, one author even mentioned that Martha was following her cultural instincts of tidying and preparing her home to welcome a guest, which is a commendable action. However, when it becomes spiritually counterproductive, when the culture instincts seize her heart to not to listen. Shifting the lesson being taught in our context, we might use the example that when we want our home spotless for visitors, or in my case, when my parents or in-laws come to town, and receive no warning. Thus, we are unprepared to welcome them and get distracted by things that we may have left out or really have to focus on this thing as we tidy it. At least that's how I can see this scenario going. And then becoming so frustrated at your spouse or at your children that they aren't helping you tidy. Don't they sense that urgency? When we reach the point that we might get exasperated with them and react towards them that we shouldn't probably do. With this gained awareness or perspectives, we can move back to the earlier question of how do we find balance, especially in tandem with the story of Mary and Martha. Do we respond closer to seeing and experiencing the necessity of sitting and listening to Christ's wisdom? Or are we allowing ourselves to have balance within the use of our gifts that are given to serve and show hospitality to those entering our church home? Noting that the balance comes into play when we remember to be healthy in our bodies, in our spirits, in our souls, and then relying on being continually fed by the Spirit that lives within us, to listening and sharing what is going on. It is found when we allow ourselves moments to pause and take a deep breath for the freshness of God's words that are being spoken to us. It is about discovering an equilibrium within our mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health, not focusing solely on one element, but all elements that make us healthy individuals, that not only revive the spiritual element within us, but gives us the rest that we need physically to sit and listen, equipping us with the name that we can name the emotions that are churning within us and giving us a change of mind or direction and clarity, which frees us then to find those passions in life that bring us meaning and renew us once more into action. It is fed through the connectedness of God within all our lives. When we have that balance that helps move us to listen and to action, and to equipping us and renewing the gifts that we share with one another and within this world. Amen. Please rise as your